Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
And what side of town do you live on in Lansing?
I live on the southeast end of Lansing.
Okay. Now, why in the world would you want to take the time to put together a budget proposal?
Well, I just thought that the information that the public was being given by the city wasn't as complete as it could be, and that the administration was overemphasizing the potential budget gap and underemphasizing their ability to make cuts.
Do you think that they are hiding something?
Not necessarily hiding something. I just think that they are looking for the public to buy into the idea that if they don't pass the proposed millage increase, there'll be drastic cuts to police and fire and other important services. And I'm just not certain that that's the case.
How long did it take you to put together this budget proposal?
Altogether, probably about 5 or 6 hours.
Was it enlightening? Was it fun? What intrigued you the most? What did you learn that really surprised you?
I was amazed at the expenses tied to longevity and health benefits and other benefits as part of the employment packages for the city workers.
You got your numbers from the Supplemental Budget Information Accounting Level Detail Line Item Report. It's called FY 2010 through 2011. When you were looking through that piece of information, what did you think?
I thought that there probably is yet another deeper level of accounting information that would reveal even more of the nuts and bolts of the city budget, and that there could potentially be other areas for cuts in that as well, but I didn't have access to that.
Is gaining access to that possible, or is that strictly internal information?
I'm not certain. I didn't have the time to check and find out whether it was accessible to the general public.
Now, in many of your talking points at the beginning of your budget proposal, you talk about the public wants this or want that. Do you represent the public?
I think that I could safely say I'm a microcosm. Because I have been down to city council several times over the last month, and people apparently are greatly enamored of watching the city council meeting replays on cable TV, I get approached all the time out in public, in stores, in shopping malls, in parking lots. People will just walk up to me and say, oh, I saw you on the city council. Thank you for speaking for me. And then we'll begin a conversation. And so my saying the public wants this or that is based on responses the public has brought to me.
Sounds like you should run for city council.
The thoughts crossed my mind. It's not something I'm looking to do, though. I have many other priorities in my life right now, and they are foremost.
Well, in your talking points, a couple of those points that really stuck out to me was that the public wants budget cuts to the bone before paying more taxes, and the public does not trust the proposed property tax millage increase would get used only for police, fire, and local roads. Why do you feel that way?
Well, that's what they're telling me. They don't want the city to continue to operate with a structural deficit. They want to see the city make the effort to get their structural deficit fixed before they come to the public for more money, and they just don't think that has happened. And the language on the ballot proposal is such that I don't have the exact language in front of me, but in essence what it says is that the money will go to whatever the mayor deems is an essential public service, and that could be virtually anything. It doesn't limit it only to police, fire, and roads. It gives him discretion to decide what's an essential public service and fund it from that millage.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Lansing citizen Loretta Stanaway, who has put together a budget proposal for the city of Lansing. Loretta, your proposed budget cuts $10.2 million without cutting staffing at police or fire and without closing any fire stations. If needed, deeper cuts could be made without cutting staffing at police or fire or closing fire stations. Another talking point that you have here is that the public recognizes that the proposed millage increase likely would result in higher taxes for most people over its five-year lifespan as property taxes values would recover. So you believe that the value of these properties are going to increase, which is going to make taxes higher.
Yes, and one of the selling points the city has had for the public to push the millage is that for several of the residents currently, their taxes would not increase with the millage being passed. But what that neglects to mention is that it's based on property value, of course, and as property values do recover in the five-year time span, there is a great likelihood that for most people they will pass that threshold point in some of those 5 years and their property taxes would increase over their present level.
In your budget proposal, you also say that the public recognizes it's highly unlikely that the proposed millage increase would really sunset at the end of 5 years.
Yes, I guess technically it's not possible for the millage to not sunset, but what I'm concerned with is that after building an $8.5 million income revenue stream into the budget for 5 years, when that millage does end, the city would have to come back to the public in some form and say, well, we've got, you know, an $8.5 million revenue stream here. We need to find a way to replace it, and you folks are going to be it.
Loretta Stanaway's budget proposal cuts salaries by 10%, which is the equivalent of 10 furlough days, the same number of furlough days that are in the fiscal, in the current fiscal year budget. It doesn't cut hourly or seasonal wages, but it cuts most operating costs by 20%.
Yes.
Elaborate, please.
Well, there's no way to cut the hourly costs because of contracts. If it were possible to, you know, change the contracts, then certainly other cuts could be made and more savings could be realized. But that would be something the city would have to negotiate with the unions, and it's not within my purview to do that.
After the cuts that these union workers already have faced, do you think it's fair to cut their salaries and to cut the salaries of the people who work for the city by another 10%?
I don't know that it's necessarily fair, but it may be necessary.
It eliminates two leased precincts. Precinct buildings for police and consolidates them into City Hall and the Washington Street Armory already owned by the city. So your thought is to perhaps either sell those buildings or lease or just to end the leases?
End the leases. We're currently paying, based on the report I used, $528,840 a year to lease the two precinct buildings, and that's, you know, in addition to whatever it costs to maintain and operate those two buildings. We own the Armory on South Washington Avenue, and certainly we own City Hall, and it's entirely feasible to consolidate those two precinct functions into those buildings and save ourselves $500,000 right off the bat.
Well, if I was to play devil's advocate, I could say I live in such a place where there is a precinct and I feel safer and I think it's good for the neighborhood and I think it discourages crime. How would you respond to that?
I would say that I think that response times would be the same or possibly even improved by consolidating most of the patrol functions to the Armory. It is centrally located. It's almost smack dab in the north-south geographical middle of the city. I understand the other sentiments, and I agree to some extent with them, but when you're looking at a $500,000 savings, you have to be a little practical.
All right, before we go to break, and we're going to keep Loretta for two segments, your budget proposal also eliminates subsidies from the general fund for the LEDC, stadium, the LEPFA, and other similar organizations. Why do you want to do that?
Well, I think that if you're talking about subsidizing the principal shopping district or keeping police and fire, I think I know where the citizens would prefer to have their money spent.
Do you worry that we may lose some businesses and jobs with cuts to those organizations?
The principal shopping district is a quasi-governmental agency, as is LEDC, and I don't know that any of those jobs are considered City of Lansing payroll jobs.